Texte numéro 69. Nuclear waste must be out of sight, but not out of mind. Should you be anything like me, you will have a place in your home full of obsolete technology. VHS players, bulky back TVs and brick-like mobile phones, forming a peculiar shrine to the past few decades. Most of the time I ignore it, but the moment has come when our flat is full and it has to go. These electronics contain dangerous heavy metals, so what do I do with them? The UK is struggling with a similar dilemma, but on a much larger scale. Nuclear power has played a big part in our energy use over the past 30 years, with the benefit that it produces much less CO2 than fossil fuels, but it comes at a price. The process produces harmful waste products that must be managed for millennia. By the end of the century, the UK will have around 300,000 cubic metres of higher activity radioactive waste, enough to fill about one quarter of Wembley Stadium. What's more, the UK pioneered a number of early experimental nuclear reactors that produced waste that is much harder to manage than material from modern reactors. Although I can take my old tech to the recycling centre for safe disposal, the disposal of radioactive waste is a lot trickier. Whether or not you support the future use of nuclear power, we all have a moral and ethical responsibility to dispose safely of this waste. Radioactive waste is such a problem because it remains dangerous for tens of thousands to millions of years. To put that in context, 10,000 years ago, our ancestors were hunting with flint blades, and nearly 1 million years ago, early humans were making their first tentative steps onto British soil. Who knows what will happen in the next million years? At the moment, most of the UK's radioactive waste is stored at ground level in vaults and buildings at Sellafield. Zoe Shipton, Professor of Geological Engineering at the University of Strathclyde, says, "This cannot continue long term, as at the surface the waste will be exposed to many possible threats, including terrorism, tsunamis and climate change." This is now happening in a number of countries, including the US, France and Finland. Geological disposal of nuclear waste involves the construction of a precision-engineered facility deep below the ground, into which waste canisters are carefully manoeuvred. Before construction of a geological repository can even be considered, an environmental safety case must be developed that proves the facility will be safe over millions of years. Like your garage, full of decades of rubbish, we can continue to ignore the problem. But in the long term, it needs addressing. Adapted from The Observer, November 2013.